And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. So I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper, the memory hole, straight out of Orwellian, you know, novel, 1984. The memory hole, it's where they send things they don't want you to know anymore. It's where they send things that are not fitting the narrative. It's where they send things that are determined to reclassify so they can say that things are different than what you knew them to be. And so, yeah, you know, I look at some of what we're dealing with, like erasing history. So here's a piece, by the way, Governor Mike Huckabee. I pulled this old interview with him just this morning. And the headline is from Fox, "Erasing American history is dangerous. It can lead to a lost civilization." I agree. Now, listen, I'm not saying you have to have a statue in perpetuity that your community doesn't want anymore. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is when you go in a blanket way and you say, change everything, no mention of this, you cannot talk about this, well, you're at that point trying to erase history. It's one thing to move a statue to another place, or for that matter, to replace it with something else. But it is incredibly different to say to the world, there are things that we will no longer discuss. They are not allowed. Or when you take things that no one knew were a problem, and you make a problem, so then you can put your brand on it and change things, and in doing so, you're erasing a piece of history. You know, classic is the renaming of military bases right now. Don't they feel better? Well, I'm going to talk about that in a minute in more detail. But Huckabee said this in his interview. He said, you know, historic monuments and statues have become the targets of anger and vandalism. He said it's a mark of anarchy. And this was, by the way, you got the legitimate changing of names. I say legitimate, where they legitimize the memory hole. It's an official act of government. And then you got those who don't want to do it, they just tear it down. Well, the tear it down piece, Huckabee pointed out that what we saw over the last few years, things like, you know, trying to take down a statue of Andrew Jackson in Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Square near the White House. Remember that? Or when they actually set fire to St. John's Church. Remember that? Vandalism of the Lincoln Memorial, the World War II Memorial. And he says, these are not peaceful protests. And then he goes on to ask the question, where does it stop? And he points out it's absurd and it's dangerous to a civil and ordered society. And by the way, this notion that, well, it's about venerating. Sometimes I get it. Sometimes it's about, you know, okay, if you don't want to honor somebody, I get. But sometimes, and you know it's true, it's about nothing but just trying to change history. It's about nothing but erasing that thing that makes you uncomfortable. It's about nothing but lashing out because you've got the power, so you're going to strip them of any further acknowledgement in the annals of history. So you may remember this. In Afghanistan, right before the U.S. invaded, and I want to say it may have been either just prior to 9/11 or between 9/11 and the actual invasion. Do you remember the Bamiyan Buddha? The Bamiyan Buddha, Bamiyan most often is spelled B-A-M-I-Y-A-N, Bamiyan. Bamiyan is a city in the mountains where the people there are generally of what's known as the Hazara ethnic group. They have a lot of Chinese, they actually just kind of look different too. But the people in Bamiyan, there had historically been Buddhism in that area. The largest hand-carved Buddha in the world, and I want to say it was like 150 feet tall, carved into the side of a cliff, the Bamiyan Buddha, and the world was shocked when this thing was hundreds and maybe thousands of years old. It was I want to say it was on a world designation like the UNESCO World Heritage Site or something like that. Taliban blew it up, destroyed it, made sure it could never be seen again. It did not fit their narrative. It will not be allowed. It didn't matter whether anybody there was worshiping Buddha. It didn't matter whether there was a contrary opinion about something that Buddha had said. It just didn't freaking fit the narrative. So they removed it from further view. They blew it up. It's gone. And it was decried world over, and people were apoplectic. But where are they when they erase, when they try to tear down a statue of Abraham Lincoln, because they don't have any clue when they're tearing it down that he was actually the one who emancipated the slaves? You know, where are they on things like renaming Fort Benning, even though no one had ever realized in modern history that Benning was actually a name that might have been tied to the Confederacy? All these things, what I'm saying is the goal of trying to erase history is a dangerous path to go down. It's a memory hole. But, you know, then there's that contrary opinion. Here's one from AL.com, our very own bastion of liberalism in the state of Alabama. Article from the same time frame that the interview with Mike Huckabee was done by Fox, AL.com wrote a piece that was purely, you know, subjective. Removing statues is not about erasing history, they said. It was about stopping what I said a moment ago, the veneration or the worshiping of those who supported a system that favored slavery. Now, you're going to find that there are people throughout generations that had been a part of something but yet had that wasn't good, but they had done so much else that was that we need to recognize who they were. But no, you can't go down that road. When you're erasing history, when you don't fit the narrative, you got to shove all this down the memory hole. Remember the stories from yesterday, which really just got me jammed up. The story from yesterday about the Army Ranger Memorial at Fort Benning, Georgia, and how there's actually been a directive not just to change the name of the post, which, oh, by the way, means then changing the name on all the street signs, which, oh, by the way, means everything down to the stationery used by the commanding general. Everything's got to be changed. Everything. Then you begin seeking out. I mean, it's not like, okay, we changed the name. It's not Benning anymore. It's going to be Fort Moore. I love the legend of Hal Moore. Hal Moore was an amazing man, retired three-star general, the commander of the U.S. force at the Idrang Valley, the Battle of the Idrang Valley in the movie We Were Soldiers. I get it. But you've changed the name now. But no, that's not good enough. Now you got to seek out anything else you can find to include a brick paver at a Ranger Memorial paid for with private funds where someone's name is engraved in it that may or may not have been tied to the Confederacy. So the order is now you have to pull up those bricks. And it goes on. And where does it stop? I don't know. And is there any cost that is too much? Because military.com has a piece that came out just about 30 days ago. The cost of renaming the 9 Army bases that were named with names that tied to the Confederacy has now doubled. It's expected to cost over $39 million to accomplish all the renamings. Why? Because they can't stop themselves. Do you know they originally budgeted $1 million? The cost is now up to $39 million to rename everything. And you look at it, it's everything from names on the installation gates, facilities, streets, small signs, changing everybody's signature block on their email, fixing their business cards, whatever. Everything has got to be rechanged or renamed. And they've got to the end of the year to get it done. It's called the memory hole. What they want to do is they want to make sure that anything that doesn't fit their narrative is gone. They want to make sure there's no chance that someone could speak out of line, say the wrong thing, step across a threshold, or have a sign on the wall that seems to import something that they don't want to talk about because it's scary. I have to question, too, on the military side, how much of this was really impacting our readiness? I'll be honest with you. I spent a lot of my time at Fort Benning and Fort Bragg, both of which are being renamed. I've got family members that were stationed at Fort Hood, Fort Lee. And I look at it and think, okay, and there's the Fort Rucker. I have family members that were stationed at Fort Rucker. These are all being renamed. Prior to being renamed, was our readiness level less because of the names? Was it? Did any generation of modern American soldiers ever look at going to airborne school at Fort Benning and think, wait a minute, what's the name of that place? No. I have been in and out of between my infantry officer course, airborne school, jump master school, pathfinder school, ranger school, and just duty in general. I have never been to Fort Benning once, and had somebody say, you know, this place is named after somebody who may have been tied to the Confederacy. Really? I feel like less of a soldier now. Just never. And by the way, I serve with a bunch of solid black guys there too. Don't try and tell me there was anything about readiness that was being impacted by the name. It's about the memory hole. It's about making sure you stay in the narrative. It's about making sure Big Brother got his way. And that is just messed up. All right, hey, listen, we're going to take a break right now. It is time again. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. We'll wrap up this day. It's been a full one. I hope you've enjoyed it. The last 2 days have had some cool interviews. Ted Nugent yesterday, Charles Mulley of Kenya today. Ain't no telling what the rest of the week's gone. Yeah, got in store for us. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Oh, making it cool to be a conservative. Yeah, remember the speaker lines are still jacked. Ah, now I can hear it. Hey, we're back. Solid conservative and just plain right with speaker wires and cords that act up sometimes. All right, hey, listen, I got to tell you guys before we wrap up this day, ZLA Solutions. Check them out at their website, ZLAUSA.com. These are friends of mine. I know these folks personally. They do good work, and they do a lot of things for a lot of businesses all over Alabama and beyond, to be honest. And right now, they're making waves with the way they can put people and jobs together. It's amazing to see. They like to say at ZLA Solutions, we don't make it, we make it better. And that's what their goal is, to help you make your business better. So, yeah, they can come in there, find you the people through recruiting, background checks, drug testing, all of it. They can get you the crew you need or just the onesies and the twosies you need. They can do all of that. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's temporary you're hiring for or direct hire for permanent solutions. I'm just telling you, ZLA can put people into your jobs. You need folks? Call them. Check them out. Their website, ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor when you talk to them, because I know some of y'all do. When you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, so who was that call, Boomer? You said you had something you're going to tell me when we got back on the air.
Yeah, that was Alan.
Yeah.
So he had a question. Like, he had a question about a fort, Fort McClellan.
Yeah.
So will that be changed, like the name of it and stuff?
You know what? I've not heard a lot of talk about Fort McClellan. I'm hearing about all the active duty installations. Mm-hmm. Fort McClellan ceased being an active duty installation. It's a major National Guard training site now. Owned by the state of Alabama. I believe what's left is owned by the state of Alabama. Mm. And they've also got Pelham Range over there, which and Anniston Army Depot. I mean, there's still quite a presence over there, but I have not heard anything about having to rename the old Fort McClellan National Guard training site. But who knows?
Who knows?
But then again, wait, McClellan. I don't know. You know what? Hang on, McClellan. Am I thinking of... I don't know that we have to rename that one. Well, not that we should have to rename any of them. But I'll look that up because I'm just sitting here thinking I'm having a brain cramp because you caught me off guard. But I think it's McClellan might have been a Union officer now that I say that. So they won't be changing that one because he was on the good guy side.
Oh, the good guys.
Yes. You know, but I look at this too. Like one of the ones that they're determined to change is there are people like on that Ranger Memorial. Mosby. So Mosby actually was a anti-slavery Confederate. So fought for the South, obviously for different reasons. If you're anti-slavery, then you were fighting for different reasons, right? No, that can't be. The only reason they fought was for slavery. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, all said and done, this whole cancel culture change history. You're not allowed to talk about it anymore. We must erase it so that no one can be offended, even though nobody was. Because I don't know how many times I rotated in and out of Bragg for my deployments. I don't know how much time I spent jumping into Sicily drop zone at Fort Bragg. And ain't nobody ever said, by the way, that drop zone you just came in on, yeah, it's part of a racist organization. No, it wasn't. It was Fort Bragg, North Carolina. In fact, I love the name Bragg. It just sounds like a place where you want to be, right? But, you know, Fort Rucker, Alabama. Well, you know, Fort Rucker, if you learn to fly a helicopter there, well, that's a racist installation. No, it's not. It's Fort Rucker. Now it's going to be Fort Novosel, and Novosel was a good guy. But now they got to change. Because why? Yeah, cancel culture. By the way, I mentioned yesterday that I used to be the commander of the 167th Infantry, and I found a copy of an article on military.com about the number of National Guard units that trace their legacy back to units that were actually Confederate units. I mean, no one wants to talk about the fact that they eagerly allowed nobody resisted when the units were federalized and became truly designated units within the United States military. No, they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the fact that the 167th Infantry was legendary fighting for the U.S. in World War I, and it's still currently in existence, but it had a history. It was called the 4th Alabama before it, you know, went to the Mexican border and then later to fight Pancho Villa and then to World War I. It fought at Gettysburg at Little Round Top on the wrong side. Well, they still had battle streamers on their guidon when I was a battalion commander in 2015, gray battle streamers. And I found out, look at this article, that there were any number who other units in the same position. But the 167th Infantry, based out of Talladega, Alabama, had more Confederate battle streamers than pretty much anybody. Only one other unit had more. They had 14. I'd say they had 13. There were two units, one that had 14 and one that had 17. But we're looking at units all over the nation that were told, remove your battle streamers. You cannot talk about the legacy of that unit. You cannot share that information. Just saying. Where does it end? Where does it end? Well, it's got to end now, because you can't just erase history and throw things down the memory hole. You can't do it. You can't do it. All right, listen, tomorrow I suspect that we're going to have a good day. Tomorrow's the day we usually have the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Tomorrow's a day when I will probably have plenty to say about what's going on with, you know, attempts to derail Trump with legal. I'll probably have plenty to say, too, about the fact that news just broke a moment ago that, what's that guy's name? George, I just forgot his name. The congressman from the Bless His Heart guy from New York City, who just got indicted, apparently. It just never ends. They can't win the election, so what they do is they go to try and tear down the person. And do what you got to do, man. And they're trying to upset the ability to Republicans do investigations with the narrowest of majorities that we have right now. Well, all I'm saying is this. Take heart, folks. Do not let it get you. If you didn't hear my monologue at the beginning of the show, recognize there's going to be a time and a place when you got to have a mission mindset, and you're going to have to predict it up front. You're going to get it done. And you're going to get out there, and that's going to galvanize other people. It's going to encourage people to jump in there with you. Because, you know, the whole notion that cancel culture gets to win, I got news. We're going to cancel culture. Like Charlene says, there's more of us than there are of them. So you stay in tune. Do not for a second get down. Recognize that what we're in right now is a phase. It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. I'm serious. It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. And that's where we are. By God, 2024 is coming. And it can't come soon enough. But it's going to take work, because they are obviously going down kicking and screaming. As long as they go down, I'm fine with that. But they're going to scratch and they're going to claw. They're going to try to cancel. They're going to insult. They're going to berate. They're going to take people to court. They're going to do all the things it takes for them to maintain their power base. They're going to erase history. It is up to the conservatives of this world, who far outnumber them, by the way, to stay in the fight and not allow it to happen. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Tomorrow, Boomer and I back here, too. We'll see you then.